All right, so moving on to the big head. Despite the John Calipari to Arkansas bombshell taking some of the shine from tonight's game and the weekend overall, it's still Purdue v. UConn for the Natty. And the Huskies, of course, are looking for the repeat. And this is the matchup that most of us wanted, the matchup that most of us expected, the matchup between the two best teams in the country, the two teams that have been on a collision course for this night, and with the two best bigs in Zach Edey and Donovan Clingan. The game opened with the defending champs a 5.5-point favorite, but that number did move pretty quickly. Head, how are you living? Here's a series of questions, Head. Get your crayon out. How are you living? What is that number right now? What do you think the game comes down to, and how are you playing it?
I'm living great, Jim. I miss you, but I'm living great out here. Yeah.
You did a great job last week, dude, for you.
Oh, thank you.
I grade on a curve for you.
Not bad for the big stupid.
No, it was good to have the big stupid in the house.
Well, leaving big stupid in control.
That guy right there. Love that guy right there. Side note here, I keep seeing this UConn-Florida comparison because, as we know, they're going to be the first team since the 06-07 Florida Gators to maybe go back-to-back. Could you believe that's been 17 freaking years ago?
I hate that game, dude. I hate that game. I hate that time game. I hate that. I hate that.
I know.
I hate that. But no, it's very hard to believe that the monster kid and that whole crew did that 17 years ago.
It's crazy there, too. But think about that run compared to this one, and I don't think it gets talked about enough. UConn lost their top three players from last year's team. That's like Chalk Donovan rebuilding his 07 team without anti-Cleveland Noah, Al Horford, and Corey Brewer, and not only that, becoming more dominant. Hurley's team is now beating opponents by an average of 25 points per game. Last season in the tournament, they beat everybody by an average of 20 points a game. That Florida beat people by about 17 points a game. So it's just incredible what Danny Hurley's done with this team here. For tonight, the big spread.
Good point, dude. Good point. Yeah. Well done. Good job. Good effort. I feel like that's a precursor to what you're about to say. Let's hear it.
Yeah, because I love NCAA tournament history. So big spread tonight. Most power indexes have UConn about 3 points better, but the books have them higher, and it's because of that historical UConn dominance I just talked about. Get this. If they win and cover tonight, they will become the first team ever to cover 12 straight games in the NCAA tournament since the field expanded to 64 in 1985. The number is now 6.5 UConn. I want Purdue to win. They were my one future at plus 700, but I'm rolling with the Huskies and now laying the 6.5 points. Biggest worry in how you beat the Huskies, Creighton, Seton Hall, and Kansas all shot 50% from the field or better and beat them. Purdue can shoot the basketball. Also, of course, the EDV Kling Kong matchup you mentioned. My guess is Dan has Klingon play Zach straight up for most of the night. If he stays out of foul trouble, huge advantage for the Huskies. If he does get in foul trouble, the Huskies struggle with him on the bench, as we know, and the spacing will open up for Purdue, and they have knockdown shooters. But why I like UConn talent.
Let them play, man. Let them play.
Let them play. That's what we need to do right here. UConn talent. Edey is the best player tonight, but after him, the Huskies have the next five best players, and any one of them can carry the load for them. Purdue just doesn't have the shot creators UConn does. Also, key tonight, turnovers. Purdue turned the ball over 16 times against NC State. UConn will punish you with their defense to offense more than any team in the country if they turn it over. And their great equalizer, their runs, 5, 10, hell, 28 points.
See what you did there, dude.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate it, but I see what you did there.
Nobody could, ground them like a Delta flight does their pass.
I see what you did again.
A biohazard issue. We've had a passenger had diarrhea all the way through the airplane. So
that's UConn for you, 5, 10, 28-point runs. It's what they do, man.
Hey, I don't want to encourage you, but that really is an amazing soundbite. You have a pilot saying, we have a passenger who had diarrhea all the way through the flight. It is a biohazard.
It is a biohazard.
That's kind of redundant. Way to state the obvious, Mr. Pilot. Oh, you think that's a biohazard? Some guy dripping diarrhea all the way down the aisle? You think that's a biohazard? Since when?
Unstoppable runs. You got to ground the plane, but you can't ground UConn Huskies minus 6.5.
You're on it, dude. You're on it. Listen, nothing surprising about the matchup. They just so were clear on that. You just took UConn minus 6.5.
That's right.
But you've got, that's right, Stewie. But you've got, see, even I have it.
Jungle Tourette's.
But you've that's got right. Purdue plus 700 on a future.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
So nothing surprising about the matchup. As we talked about, these have been the two best teams in the nation for weeks. It's the matchup that we expected, the matchup we all wanted. I'm here for it. First, I do have a thought on Purdue. Nothing but respect for the way they handled some really bad tournament exits, culminating with that disaster against a 16 last year in FDU. That's the kind of loss, especially bundled with some other bad losses, that can wreck careers and programs. But Matt Painter, I thought, did a hell of a job of telling his guys, not only do you not pretend that it never happened, you fully own that it did happen, understand why it happened, and make sure it never happens ever again. In other words, they took one of the worst losses and situations ever, they converted it into some of the cleanest burning fuel ever, and here they are with a chance to win a natty. Nothing but respect for that.
For sure.
By the way, I think they've got a chance. I think they've got a chance tonight to knock off UConn with the big dude in the middle in Edie and their ability to shoot the three ball. Of course they have a chance. I just don't see it happening. I've been riding with my dude, Dan Hurley, this entire time. I will ride and die with this guy. He's a maniac. I mean that in the best way possible. I love the guy. I love the team. I love how hungry and relentless they are. I love how versatile they are. I love the roster. I feel great about them repeating. It just comes down to how do you play it against the spread? Because if you like Purdue, 6.5 head is the last number you
see. 6.5,
yep.
6.5 is pretty good value. And I do like Purdue, and while 6.5 is a big number, it's still not enough value for me. UConn is coming off its, quote, worst game of the tourney, and they still beat Bamba by 14. So I think that Edie will get his. But Dan Hurley and Donovan C. are not going to let this guy go for 40 and 15 tonight. I love the super frosh. Stephon Castle, I know you
love
do, too.
Love him.
I think he has another big game tonight. I think UConn's relentlessness and motion game are going to wear Purdue down like it does everybody else. I like Purdue's guards. I like them a lot. I just don't like them enough tonight. I think they have to be near perfect to get this done. I don't see them doing it against UConn. And I'll say what I said going into the weekend. There's a lot to like about Bama. They did hang in as long as they could. And there's even more to like about Purdue. But UConn's just got too much. Too much of everything. Their backcourt is big. It's athletic. It's tough. They have their own monster in the middle, and they've got the best coach in the game in Dan Hurley, who is not taking his pedal off the metal. I love UConn to repeat, and even though 6.5 is a big number, I will lay those points. I'm going to take UConn minus 6.5.
Love to see it.
Love to see it. We need to make some money tonight, Ed.
Hell yes.
Before you go, it's only one game, so what about some props?
Yeah, I got a couple here. Fletcher Loyer, Purdue guard, over 9.5 points. He hits that mark in the four tournament games. He's played over 25 minutes so far. He's capable of hitting three or four threes tonight, and he seems to play his best against better competition. He hit that over mark in 10 of 13 games against the last top 25 rankings. So I like Loyer over 9.5 points. And the guy you just mentioned, Stephon Castle, over 0.5 three-pointers. People were clowning
come on
Nate
with
Oates.
That.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean, I know he went a little cold for a moment, but come on with that.
Yeah, and that's why Nate Oates, you know, freaking didn't guard him
gave
out
him
there.
Gave him some space, right.
Yeah, gave him some space, but he knocked down 2 of 6 shots. I only need one of those tonight, and I think you'll have a couple good looks tonight, so I like that. And then take the less Dan Hurley not going nowhere. Why would he leave UConn to go to anywhere else in the country? UConn is the best team this century, and it's not even close.
Is that an editorial by you, or is that an actual play somewhere?
Editorial.
Yeah,
just had to add that part. Since 1999, it's not even close. They're better than Duke. They're better than North Carolina. They're better than Kentucky. UConn is the premier basketball program in the country. Dan's not going to leave anywhere to go anywhere. Sorry.
I love that, dude. So run that down top to bottom. Well done.
Okay. UConn minus 6.5 v. Purdue. Fletcher Loyer over 9.5 points. And Stephon Castle over 0.5 three-pointers. And Hurley staying in stores.
And what's the over-under on Loyer jokes tonight during the game?
There's a lot of them. I made a pretty good one, but nobody liked it on Twitter.
Well, nobody likes most of your stuff on X, first of all.
Oh, on X, yep. You're right. Yeah, so it was like Purdue's got a good lawyer, and I said, so does Alabama. And
they're like, well, they're stupid, right? Good one, dude. Yeah, no wonder nobody liked that.
Correct. They called me the big stupid.
You know what? How many unfollows do you think you got for that? Never mind likes.
I got to look. Probably quite a bit. They're like, you're as stupid as... Never
the big
mind.
Stupid. Yeah. You're as stupid as the big stupid. That's why you got glossed the big stupid.
Good job. And then when, you know, I weighed in on Cal, they called me the big stupid, too.
Correct.
Well, that said, I think you're on it today. Right on it. We need to make some money, Head. Let's get paid.
You Hell yes. Let's
minus
do it.
Six and a half. Let's do it. Good All job, right. Head. Thank you very much. The big head, James Kelly. We both are on UConn minus six and a half, depending on what number you get. I saw it at 7 earlier this morning. He saw it at 6.5. It's kind of fluctuating. It opened at 5.5. Sometimes it's good to jump in early. Sometimes it's good to wait. How do you see that game going? It's the one we all wanted. I love UConn, clearly. 1-800-636-8686. It's a great call day. All right, so where do you come out? Kentucky, what's your reaction? You wanted this guy gone? Well, he's gone. What's your reaction? And who do you want now? Who do you think realistically you can get right now? You're not getting Dan Hurley. I agree with the head. Why would he leave? Why would he leave for anything? But then again, I really am blown away. Like, arguably, Kentucky is the best job in the country. Arguably. And if it's not the best job in the country, it's on that short list. Isn't it amazing that at the end of the coaching carousel, the arguably best job or one of the best jobs in the country is the one that's available? It's so weird and incredible.